It's 34 degrees at 5:57. Sunshine the next couple of days, but then the weather deteriorates. Where did that surprise snowfall come from yesterday? Well, it came from a cold air mass hiding high above the area, according to the National Weather Service. Several hours of snow yesterday, but no accumulation. Partly cloudy right now. It's 34 degrees at WIL-FM. I'm Gene Hirsch, WIL-FM News, and you're up to date.
WIL-FM 92 joins you in saluting and remembering our servicemen and women throughout the world this holiday season. May they all come home safely.
WIL-FM 92, The Wake Up Show with Debbie and David, 6:06 now.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. If tomorrow never comes.
WIL-FM 92, it's a Debbie and David show at 10 after 6, 6:10. Going to be a sunny day with a high of 50, 35 right now at WIL, and a special ridicule.
Yeah, we need to explain that this is probably from, if I had to guess, somewhere back in the 40s, one of our FM 92 listeners was kind enough to bring it to the station from their private collection, and this is from an old 78, so forgive a little bit of noise on it. It's called Are My Ears On Straight by Vicki Dale. It's a real cute holiday song. Ooh, a couple of scratches here.
Yeah, it's a little, isn't it?
I'm a 78, though.
I'm a little doll who was dropped and broken, falling off my mommy's knees.
Are my ears on straight?
WIL-FM 92, an old song from about, 40, 50 years ago from Vicki Dale.
Don't know, that was not on compact digital disc.
No, it was on 78, believe it or not.
That was cute. The cute quotient went up about 20% here at WIL.
It sure feels good to come in here and to cold home.
WIL-FM 92. And a new artist, one I predict will never, ever record Mel Torme's The Christmas Song. That's Mark Chestnut. And that opening line, I just think he'd be a little sensitive to that.
Yeah.
This is the song before that, Army Years on Straight. Got a couple of calls from people. It was a real flashback for him.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say thank you for playing that. My mom taught me that song as a little girl, and we lost the record. And that just brought back so many childhood memories that woke me up here this morning.
Oh, great.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You guys have a good Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay. Where did you find it?
One of our listeners had it on 78 and carried it up here to the station so we could dub it.
I spent hours last year calling all the old record stores, trying to find a copy.
That was Vicki Dale and... Mm-hmm. Army Ears on Straight from WIL. It's 18 after 6, 6:18. If you're driving in from St. Charles County, take note. There are two separate accidents on eastbound 70 on the Blanchett Bridge. The right lane is blocked on the St. Charles side. Then on the superstructure, the left lane is blocked. Blanchett Bridge is slick this morning. Eastbound 70 backed up through 5th Street.
One of our FM 92 listeners says there are some salt trucks on their way out there, too. So there's some frost on your windshield this morning, too, but it's going to get better. About 50 degrees this afternoon with some sunshine. 35 in cloud. Right now in St. Louis, and a special wake-up show recall. We've had a number of requests to do this again. It's called The Night Before Christmas in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, 'twas the night before Christmas when all over Saudi, the creatures were stirring all over our bodies. Our stockings were hung on our tents with much care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there.
We soldiers were nestled in bags, not beds. No visions of sugar plum danced in our heads. Instead, we were dreaming of being back home with family and friends and not here alone.
When out in the desert arose such a clatter, we sprang from our bags to see what was the matter. We all grabbed our rifles and ran from our tent to handle the mission for which we'd been sent.
With night goggles on and the moon shining bright, we spotted our subject. We were ready to fight. When what to our terrified eyes should appear but a herd of 8 camels instead of reindeer. Was this a mirage? Were our eyes playing tricks? No, that man on the hump was really Saint Nick.
We took off our goggles and laid down our rifles and waited so patiently for their arrival. So slowly across the dry desert they came, and he whistled and shouted and he called them by name. Now Arafat, Hussein, Kareen, and Gaddafi, Aladdin, Ali Baba, Jabbar, and Rudolph.
He was trying so hard to quicken their pace, but those 8 stinky camels weren't up for a race. We ran back inside so we couldn't be seen and shook our tired heads. Was it only a dream?
And then in a twinkle, we heard on the sand the stomping and pawing of a camel hoof band. As we peeked out the tent, we knew we weren't dreaming, for standing outside was Saint Nick, just a-beaming.
He was dressed all in camouflage, head down to foot, with flea collars strapped around each shiny boot. With boxes galore tied on each camel's back, he went to work quietly to get them unpacked.
His eyes, how they bulged from his coughing and gagging. The sandstorms that night really had old Nick dragging. He put down his pipe that he'd held in his teeth, and the sand, it encircled his head like a wreath. He put on his face mask, and all you could see was his sandy old beard, just as black as could be.
We noticed a difference in his little round belly. It no longer shook like a bowl full of jelly. He was skinny and scrawny, like the wimpy little elves. He's been on field rations, we laughed to ourselves.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all our stockings, and then turned with a jerk, and to our amazement and utter surprise, what he was unloading was a shock to our eyes.
It was toothpaste, deodorant, gum, and beef jerky, picante and corn chips to keep us all perky, shower to shower and lots of lip balm, and G-rated reading to keep us all calm.
We watched as he filled every one of our socks and wondered if he knew of our joy with each box. In the blink of an eye, he had finished his work, so he gathered his camels and they all hit the dirt.
As he rode out of sight, we all walked from our tent to look through our stockings at gifts we'd been sent. We stood in the desert beneath the bright moon as each prayed for peace so we'd be home real soon.
Amen. And thank you, Kathy Lewis, for sending that poem in to us. It's 21 after 6 now.
Hello, my name is Norman. I'm here to return my computer.
That's 1-800-321-THIN. There's a right way to lose weight. Nutrisystem.
St. Louis weather.
At 6:24, the official WIL-FM National Weather Service forecast. Sunshine today, and isn't it about time? High near 50, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, low tonight 35. Tomorrow's high.